meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Two TV shows from the 70s will be performed live on stage for one night only. USA Radio Network's Wendy King takes us back in time.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Jimmy Kimmel will be hosting a new TV special honoring All in the Family and the Jeffersons. ABC announced a press release saying the 51-year-old television personality will present a tribute to the classic Norman Lear series. Live in front of a studio audience, Norman Lear's All in the Family and the Jeffersons. The tribute will recreate an original episode from both All in the Family and the Jeffersons. Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei will play Archie and Edith Bunker in All in the Family. And Jamie Foxx and Wanda Sykes will play George and Wheezy Jefferson in The Jeffersons. All in the Family ran for 9 seasons during the 70s, and The Jeffersons ran for 11 on CBS. The live 90-minute special will air May 22nd on ABC. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And finally, it was back on this date in 2004 when Pat Tillman, who gave up his pro football career to enlist in the U.S. Army after the terrorist attacks on 9/11, was killed in friendly fire in Afghanistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here on this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And we're back. It is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Ready to go, we are.
We absolutely are, folks. Listen, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer, and our guest today is Congressman Paul Mitchell. Congressman Mitchell, you're from the 10th Congressional District here in Michigan, correct?
That's correct, the other side of the state.
Yeah, listen, I got to tell you, I got so many questions to ask you about D.C., but because of how I come to know you, I've got to start with Michigan politics, and I apologize up front for doing that. Folks, just to give you a little background, Congressman Mitchell, before he was a congressman, I think you spearheaded the vote no. Is that how it was? I can't remember whether it was yes or no.
Yeah,
it was so tricky.
Yeah, vote no on Prop 1.
Prop 1, yep. It was 2015. It was the gas tax hike that was put on our ballot. You did an absolutely commendable job at marshaling the folks, and you were a great leader in that. It was an overwhelming victory, and then state government did what it did thereafter, and I rant about that still probably every other week. That's literally, so the folks listening are going, yeah, he really does. But that said, listen, we've got Governor Taxmore, as I've come to call her, that wants to fix the damn roads, and she's going to do it with 45 additional cents, which works out to an additional $2 plus billion. What say you?
Well, there's two problems in that. You know, the average person that drives about 15,000 miles a year is going to pay somewhere around $250 more a year in gas taxes under that plan. I just don't understand it. She's talking about taking about a third of the money you're going to raise and put into things that aren't related to roads. One more time, just like Proposal 1 with the previous governor, they tell you they're going to fix the roads, they raise taxes, and they take part of the money, a significant part of the money, and use it for other things and don't want to tell you about it.
Right.
I think politicians should be honest. If they're going to say we need to raise revenue, what they're going to use the revenue for, how much they need, and then use it for what they said. That's the way it should work.
Paul, when Snyder first came to office, I was still heavily involved with the Tea Party. And so one of the folks that worked for him took me out to Big Boy here on Pearl Street in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids, said, we want your support for an increase in tax. I said, well, I can't do that until you fix the way state government does business, and then if you need more money, I'll be with you. But you can't just raise the tax. So here we are all of these years later, $2-plus billion later, and that money didn't go away. It was percentages. They're still collecting it. And she needs an additional $2 billion. I don't understand them, Paul.
Well, state tax revenues are up. They're up this year. They're up last year.
Right.
The revenues are up. They're up meaningfully. And I agree with you. I've said repeatedly, make government more efficient. It's just same issue just the federal government. And we can talk about that. It's an ongoing struggle. The bigger it gets, the harder it is to get your hands around it and fix it and even make simple cuts in the cost of government because, you know, everyone protects turf some days,
sure.
And that includes the bureaucrats. So it's not easy, but we're not going to spend more. There's no chance for that 45 cents passed in the legislature. I'm entertained that the governor's made a threat that, well, maybe she'll shut government down. Let's see how that works for her. They certainly attacked the Trump administration, Republicans for that in D.C., so now suddenly they're talking about it's okay if a Democrat governor does it in Michigan, but not for the president when we do it because of securing our border and the refusal to spend money to secure a border. Interesting, but we'll see how it works.
Are you familiar with H.R. 24, Federal Reserve Transparency Act of 2019?
I'm not. I'm too honest. There's a whole lot of bills that are submitted in there, Mike, so I'm not aware of that, but go ahead.
Well, that's the mechanics. So actually, it's not even the bill that causes me to bring it up with you. It's the mechanics of it. When I look at this, this was introduced by Rep. Massey and Thomas, and it had, 71 or so co-sponsors. And what it calls for is transparency in the Federal Reserve. And what a local constituent messaged me a week or so ago and wanted to know why our congressman wasn't one of those co-sponsors, keeping in mind the reason he reached out to me is he knows that I support Congressman Huizenga. He's a personal friend. He's not on here. And it caused me to want to have this on my list of questions with you. To your point, there are a lot of bills floating. How is it that these bills are circulated and requested for people to be co-sponsors?
Sometimes they're circulated out to people that, in this case, Thomas Massey, for example, he knows that they've had conversations about it. You know, so sometimes they're sent around to offices that, hey, do you guys want to be involved with this? So it varies around that. So I you know, why it is that Mr. Huizenga's bill's not on there, I couldn't tell you. I think fixing our federal appropriations, our federal deficit problem, is really not the Federal Reserve problem. It is about fixing what we call, quote, mandatory spending. Right now, about 62-64% of all of our spending at the federal government level is mandatory. It happens automatically, happens without a vote, happens every year, and it keeps going up every year. And you can't fix our deficit until you start requiring some accountability for everything we spend.
Isn't that Congress pushing away its responsibility?
In part, I think you're right. It makes it easier, and it also makes it easier for administration. It's been this whole mindset that we fight around the edges.
Sure.
The only thing that should be mandatory spending is Social Security, Medicare, and TRICARE, which is veterans' health care. Other than that, the rest of it should be something that's voted on by Congress. I have a bill with Bradley Byrne from Georgia, who's running for the Senate down in Georgia, to require that everything else be discretionary spending. That zero-based budget, every agency every 3 years or so on a rotating basis, so that, in fact, everyone has to justify every dime they spend.
Well, to me, Paul, I'm one of those guys that think that if you're going to spend a dollar, that the bill ought to point to that which is in the Constitution authorizing it and then to a funding source. That's where I would be in it. But listen, I think they like the automatic spending because then they don't have to take a position in their districts.
It's true. Here's the other thing you find entertaining is that you know what they call a budget cut in D.C.? And by the way, Lansing's the same way. The bureaucrats call it, said they took a budget cut. They get less of an increase than they asked for.
And that's just profound to me. It really is. Can you imagine Miles or Paul running your home that way?
Or my businesses? No.
No.
We cut the budget. We spent less real money.
In your businesses, if you run short, can't you just demand that your patrons pay more that month?
I tried.
You stand out in the middle of your business and say, all right, everybody, you got to pay an extra 10% because I blew the money this month.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work. It doesn't work in our business, and it shouldn't work in government that way.
Right.
It's going to take some real discipline to get it fixed, and unfortunately, I think it's not going to get better until we approach a new crisis point in our federal debt. We're $23 trillion, and at some point in time, it becomes a very untenable situation.
I've often wondered, Paul, with the way they've got committees set up, and by the way, I don't know that there's a better way, so I'm not even attacking the process, but I've wondered if the way the committees are structured, if it doesn't pigeonhole our representation so that it's almost purposeful so none of this heavy lifting gets done.
Well, I'll give an example about how kind of the process works. I had some, and I'll do it again this year. Each budget cycle, I propose 10% cuts to the administrative costs in a number of agencies, Treasury, for example, and the Justice Department, and the administrative costs. Just a 10% cut. I was on the floor when they going through the cuts, going through my amendments to the appropriations bill, and the Republican member who's a ranking member on appropriations last year, said, "Well, maybe I'm going to get a floor vote on this. I'm going to ask for a vote on it." Right. He goes, "Well, it may pass, but even if it does, we'll put it back in conference committee."
Let me ask you, Congressman Mitchell, we're almost out of this time for
sure.
Before break, but can I hold you over? Because I know Miles is a chomping at the bit to ask you some questions, and I'm not done with you either, if we can keep you for a little bit
more. Yeah, for a few minutes, sure. We'll do it for a few minutes, no problem.
Very, very nice. Folks, is that right? Yep, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
A perfect day to fish. It's cold but sunny. Let's try the north side of the lake first. Ready?
Almost. Life jacket on?
No, I'll be fine.
Water temp is about 40 degrees. It only takes 1 minute for cold water shock.
But I can swim.
You should always wear a life jacket when boating.
Okay, I'll wear it.
Good. Let's catch some fish to take home to our families.
I bet I'll catch more.
I bet you don't.
Be ready for the unexpected. Wear it. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council. Learn more at safeboatingcampaign.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Thanks for joining us. More to go.
Yes, there is, folks. Listen, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer. Our guest is Congressman Paul Mitchell from 10th District, right?
Yep.
That's kind of almost the thumb area.
The whole thumb, yeah. I show people, you know, from Michigan, it's easy. I show them, I just hold my thumb up, and that's where I'm from.
I like it. Listen, it's a beautiful area over there, especially if you like flatland.
Well, I live in a flat area. We've got rolling hills. We've got rolling hills where I live, and so yeah, it gets flat out there, and you get a whole lot of. But no, we got some nice geography here.
Oh yeah,
where I live. Yeah.
Now, Paul, did you hear the giggle in the background? That's Miles, co-host on the show, been my personal friend for well over 40 years. But him and I once upon a time owned a restaurant in the Thumb area. So
we've never been to Lapeer County.
we know a little bit about the Thumb area. It's all jokes aside, it is beautiful. But listen, the reason I wanted to hold you over, Paul, is I'm really trying to understand the divide between the folks and their representatives. It feels like that there's a divide. Now, maybe I'm fooling myself, but the other reason I wanted to hold you over is Miles is from Illinois, he calls in from Chicago, probably has a very different vantage on this than we do. Michigan and Illinois are very different places, I want to add. And I know Miles, right at towards the end of the segment gone by, I accidentally cut you off. But what were you trying to ask Congressman Paul Mitchell?
Oh, when you guys were talking about the budget, I was sitting there thinking about back in the 90s on the contract with America, where when Newt was trying to freeze the growth of the automatic, you know, 10% bump in the budget from year to year, and how it was being demagogued by the Democrats as, oh, the Republicans are trying to do cutbacks, when, sure, in fact, it was just stopping growth. So I was like, you know, this whole idea, and I don't know, Congressman, correct me if I'm wrong, but it kind of, doesn't this kind of lead itself to being demagogued?
Well, yeah, it does. I mean, there are people out there saying that because I proposed changing our appropriations process and limiting our spending, basically, but protecting Social Security and Medicare. There are people out there still saying that I propose massive cuts to Social Security and Medicare, or the president has his most recent budget, both of which aren't true. But as you right. guys know, I mean, if you say it enough in social media, but the mainstream media picks it up, it has to be true. I mean, they said it. So, I mean, that becomes the challenge. I'll give you an example. About 70% of Americans have actually seen a reduction in their federal taxes. Their taxes are down because of the tax cut bill. Only about 40% of Americans believe they got a tax cut, despite the fact the numbers are there in front of them.
We did a little segment a couple of weeks ago, Paul, on exactly that topic. Yeah. The poll that we had at the time, and I can't remember the source now, but the polling that we had, in fact, we had a couple different polls on the topic, and it ranged between 14 and 17% actually believed they got a tax cut.
Yeah.
But then you start doing the math, and there's 50 million plus people that pay zero. Here's a caveat, zero or less in federal tax. I thought, how do you pay less than zero in federal tax?
Well, because you get a refund, an earned income tax credit, a variety of other things. There's actually some tax credits that are refundable.
You can't call it, but you can't call it a refund if you didn't put it in. You can just call it welfare.
It's a refundable. That's what that. You're right. The top 5% of filers pay just about 60% of all the federal taxes paid.
Right, and they don't pay enough because they're mean, evil scoundrels.
Well, I don't know. Bernie Sanders only pays the minimum. Bernie says he only pays what's required. So if Bernie says okay, is it okay?
I you know what? Bernie is not as fun as AOC, but he really tries.
Congressman, I've got one other question for you,
sure.
Joe. It looks like from out here in flyover country that not much is going on in Pelosi's house. And so I'm wondering, from your vantage point, is a lot more getting done, and it's just not getting out in the press, or is Pelosi just going to dig in her heels until 2020?
Well, you know, I refer to it. I did it's on my Facebook page. I did a little video about what I call 100 days of disarray. That's what we've had in the House since Nancy and the Democrats have taken over. We passed more non-binding resolutions than anything else. I want you to think about that. That's quite amazing. We just talk about it, pass a resolution. Doesn't matter to anybody, but we feel better. They feel better. We've had more bills pass the House than have gone through committee and been subject to hearings or markups, many more. But nothing. I think there have been a handful of bills that have gone through the Senate and the president signed because they're that far off the mark. They're that extreme.
Right.
It's all done to entertain the progressive far left and try to keep the AOCs and those folks of the world from, AOC said that if people don't get on board with her theme, she's going to help raise money to primary Democrats. I think that's kind of funny. I want to watch that.
I do, too. How is it that, and this is maybe psychobabble, but how is it that a non-binding, meaningless resolution makes them feel better? I don't get that.
Well, they can tell the people that they don't pay much attention. They voted for this bill to do whatever, pick something. And therefore, they took a position on it, and they're working on the agenda that they said they would do for whatever cause. Pick one.
So it's a fundraising mechanism, is that right?
Yeah, fundraising and a political presence to strengthen your base for the next election.
So they can send out emails and direct mail that says, "Looky here, look what I just did on this resolution that slaps them in the head, and it didn't pass, but everyone was, you know, we really fought for you. Send us $100."
Yeah, it's all about. Unfortunately, sometimes, and we talked about it kind of between segments. There's way too much time and energy spent on political messaging and that whole process of elections, and there isn't getting things done for American people sometimes. And there are days that both parties are responsible for that. But it's been 100 days of silliness since Nancy and the Democrats took over. We've got big issues. Infrastructure, we're talking about in Michigan at a state level. It's also an issue at the federal level. We've got issues to take care of in terms of higher education policy and what we do. And federal government's heavily involved in that. We've got a series of things that make a difference, that can make a difference for Americans. And we spend time talking about one non-binding resolution on pick something. I mean, it's just been silly.
Sure.
We've had days on the House. We've had one vote in a day.
Wow.
Just one.
Wow. Yeah. Well, on one hand, this is an internal wrestle match I have. On one hand, I think if you folks aren't doing your jobs, not you personally, the House of Representatives in total, if you aren't doing your job, then my wallet and my liberty can take a breather from being in a flat foot race. On the other hand, I think, wait a minute, then you can't advance any cuts, you can't advance any deregulations. If nothing's happening, then nothing good is happening either. So that's the internal wrestling match I have between cheering on nothingness versus wanting you to be able to get the job done and, frankly, reducing the size and scope of government.
Well, there's that. The other thing we have to do is there are things that, as you know, from the Constitution, otherwise the federal government has to do, defend our nation, protect our borders. We've got federal infrastructure requirements, so the interstate highways and bridges and waterways. We've not dealt with the federal infrastructure bill. And we've got the same issue on a national basis we have in the state in terms of infrastructure that's failing. And we haven't dealt with it effectively. We talk about it around the edges because no one wants to take on anything bold and aggressive. And I met with the White House about it. We've had conversations. I'm going to plan to roll out a joint op-ed with a, believe it or not, we're going to do it on a bipartisan basis or try to with a Democrat on getting something done to make our infrastructure sound and effective going forward.
I thought that was the call of all Democrats 2, 3, 4 years ago was infrastructure. And now
they just want to spend money.
Well,
there's a difference, man. They just want to do these civil, no, don't forget, civil-ready projects.
Listen, we're down in the final 30 seconds, Congressman.
Sure.
Miles, jump in with any final questions.
I got my two out.
All right. Paul, anything else that you want to share with folks before we run out of time?
No, it's good to talk to you, Mike. I really appreciate you always taking time to chat about what's going on. I'll continue to call in, and we'll chat about what's going on in the state, what's going on in Washington, and kind of keep your listeners up to date.
Congressman Paul Mitchell, I always very much enjoy having you on. Please keep up the great work you're doing, and folks, we'll be right back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's Easter Monday, which means the annual Easter egg roll on the south lawn of the White House. President Trump welcoming everyone before the race begins.
Welcome to the 2019 White House Easter egg roll. This is 141 years that we've been doing this. I don't remember the first one.
If you are ever interested in taking part in that Easter egg roll, it's a lottery system, so you put your name in the hat, and then they get in touch with you if you're one of the lucky ones selected. Oil prices are rising after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the nations who import oil from Iran will not be exempt from U.S. sanctions. Benchmark crude in the U.S. and internationally jumped about 3% since the announcement. The move from the Trump administration could wipe roughly 1 million barrels off the market per day. And today is Earth Day, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. On time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job. Like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. We also stock the quantities of the supplies you use most. Buy in bulk and get additional savings on fence pickets, posts, and concrete every day. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See ProDesk for details.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Sale ends Tuesday at Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, a great place to be on a daily basis, RenegadeRiver.com. Just saying.
I think it's a brilliant thought to share with folks. That's what I'm telling you. Listen, folks, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer. Miles, during the break, you shared a story. ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union.
Michigan, ASCLU.
Yeah, we got our own.
Right.
Sues Detroit to end cash bail system. So you're a charged criminal. Judge set your bail at $5,000 or $500 or whatever. They want to end that part of the process. Is that what I'm getting out of this?
Yeah, no, they're saying that I have to factor in your economic world before I set bail.
Then that would, in effect, end the concept of bail.
Correct.
I mean, that's the effect of it.
Makes sense, though. That's the hilarious part of this.
Is that it makes sense?
I mean, well, to somebody.
So you broke the law. Let's say you've got a whole streak of law breaking. You've been charged. The judge that we pay to make a judgment based on state law or federal law says you are going to pay $5,000 bail or go straight to the pokey. By the way, when I say $5,000, I really mean 10% of $5,000. Oh, no, I don't make enough money. Okay, that's okay. Then we'll see you in a couple months at your next court appointment. Does anyone think that ain't going to work?
It gets to the
point of just laughable.
Right. And so think about it. So the court system is going to get tied up in this,
right?
Where they could be addressing something serious,
right? Yeah, it's taking it to the 36th District Court. It's where this suit is taking place. To me, what they're asking for is numbskull thinking. And by the way, it's another issue where it begs the question of why do we have a state legislature? Why do we have a federal legislature? Why do we have laws if they get to pick and choose which laws they want to uphold, like our own attorney general here in Michigan says that if Roe v. Wade is struck down, she's not going to recognize it. I think, wait a minute, who are you? Who do you think you are? We've been forced to recognize things that we don't agree with because we're a country of laws. Now you've got the ACLU that thinks it's okay just to act willy-nilly and have no repercussions.
Speaking of the Michigan Attorney General, that hate crimes unit is still my favorite part.
To me, I think it's a racist act. The whole concept of hate crimes to me is built on racism. I'm going to look at you differently than I'm going to look at you. Well, no, I'm not. You're both citizens. I don't know how they can see it any different. I murdered you, but somehow it's worse because I hated you when I murdered you. You go, what? What kind of thinking is this? This is idiocy on steroids, in my humble opinion.
But why is Big Brother watching your Facebook page?
Big Brother, he or she, whichever gender they picked this day,
right,
are very concerned with my Facebook page. Speaking of screwballs, this is from Fox News. Congestion tax on drivers gains steam in big cities after New York approves a controversial plan. So, and then my notes is if you drive a car, I'll tax the street. If you try to sit, I'll tax your seat. Brian Thomas recognizes it as the Beatles' tax man. Does this make sense to you that we're going to tack those stuck in congestion?
Hey, come on. This is right up there with taxing the rain.
Taxing the rain. You've got a very large driveway. That's going to cost you extra.
Yep.
So who sits around and thinks of this stuff? Ah, talk about they overappraise themselves so much. Immigrant pummeled by two men for wearing mega hat. This guy, this is from Fox News, and I'm wondering where is the media on this? Because even I didn't see this on Fox News, the television. I had to find it as a sub-story. So this guy is an immigrant from Africa, West Africa, a pro-Trump immigrant from West Africa, and he got a whooping for wearing a MAGA hat. And that's a hate crime, isn't it, Miles Bauer?
And the guy legally became an American citizen.
That's why they don't like him.
Right, exactly.
Not only did he come here as an immigrant legally, then he went through the process to make himself a citizen legally. Then he had the audacity to put a MAGA hat on. This guy's done nothing that they like. It makes me think that they hate him. I'm just saying. So did the system and the media applaud the two men that whooped him?
Hey, you know, this is a good story that you might want to send to the hate crimes unit up there at your attorney general's office.
She's very busy with pummeling white straight males. That's her big issue right there. So
okay,
you got to get your issues straight. These people. It's sad. It really is sad that I can't even do it. Tommy Lahren, I'm probably saying the name wrong, campus police chief placed on leave for liking Trump tweets. What do you make of that?
I mean, this all goes back to what you and I have talked a ton about, and please don't tell Lou, he'll get upset. That we have long since lost the universities and colleges throughout our country.
This to me is an employee issue, and it's common sense. It's the First Amendment. I know this is going to blow their minds at universities, but I think these issues are well beyond their pay grade. The idea that this police chief is, by the way, I think that she's female, and so you stand back and you go, how do you place somebody on leave for liking a tweet? Forget that it's Trump, by the way. I'm going to put you on leave because you liked a tweet. Oh, wow, are we taking ourselves way too seriously that you can get, forget the politics of it, the obviousness and the gender and the locale, forget all of those things. This person liked a tweet and is losing their job.
No, but I mean, this is just blatant suppression.
It is suppression. It's fear. It's fear. And all of the rest of the police chiefs and faculty members across the United States, when they hear these stories, they tighten up like a butt going over the edge of a roller coaster straight down. I don't know how else to put that to you without being overly graphic. That's what they do. They think, oh, my goodness, I can't have an opinion. I better not like a tweet. That's up there with stealing, liking a tweet.
You have to walk on eggshells while you do your social media responses.
Well, these folks are not doing social media now. They don't have a First Amendment. That's the problem with it. Whether I agree with them or not, by the way, the nitwits that I disagree with, I will absolutely, passionately fight for their right to go like a tweet that I don't want to like. That's what makes our country exceptional. That's exactly what makes our country exceptional. There's a friend of mine that's in the radio business. I don't think him and I agree on much. But we've got a lot of respect for each other. We will both absolutely passionately defend the other. That's what America is supposed to be about, isn't it, Miles Bauer?
Yeah, I mean, that was the whole point to the First Amendment, is that I still have a right to say something that you may not agree with. So you can't squelch me like other countries do.
That's exactly right. And you go, how come this doesn't bother anybody? Why isn't this front page. We're still talking about what Comey said. Who cares what Comey said? These are real people here that are actually being put upon and losing their Bill of Rights. Who cares what Comey said?
You know what's scary, though, Mike, is that if I say something that the left doesn't agree with, they'll just call me a white supremacist or say I'm a bigot or that I'm a racist.
Right.
And that is truly a slippery slope.
But I think we're getting near the bottom of the slope. That's my concern. If you can lose your job over liking a tweet, we're really near the bottom of the slope. Listen, on that, we're over now. We've got to take a break. But, folks, we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
9,997. No, no.
Suppose Thomas Edison had given up.
9,998.
But his failures only led him to the next idea.
9,999.
Picture Times Square, dim, Las Vegas, dark, your home, black. Picture no electric light.
10,000. Come on, come on.
Optimism. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Thanks for joining us. You're just in time for the wrap.
We are getting near the wrap. Listen, Miles, I'm reading a story, title of it, Ex-Hillary Clinton Aide Criticizes Bernie Sanders, her quote. His message is capitalist. I'm going, oh, anything but that. Which immediately reminded me of that meme floating around. How to Make $1 Million Selling Socialism to Idiots, I think was the title of it by Bernie Sanders. whoever this person is said the same thing I said the other day when we were talking about Bernie Sanders and his $1 million income tax. He lives with a conservative capitalist steering wheel, but he espouses something very differently. And I'm wondering if any of his supporters noticed that. Think about it for a minute, Miles. This guy's been in elective office for 40 years. He's a millionaire. He's everything that he preaches. He's literally everything that he preaches against. And they clap like penguins with their mouth dropped open in awe of him. And I'm not even taking a shot at the ideology, but do they notice any hypocrisy here? What do you think?
Wasn't that a hilarious moment during his town hall when he was sitting there basically making the case for, yeah, I wrote a book. People wanted to buy it. I made money off of it.
Right. If you want to be a millionaire, write a book that sells 1 million copies, and you'll be a millionaire.
Right.
I think I agree with Bernie.
Yeah.
How often does that happen? I get a kick out of it. Even the one of the primary characters in my novel, and this is years ago, I didn't even hear Bernie back then, but the character in the novel was all about exactly that. He says, you know, I've lived a conservative life, but I espoused socialism, and I didn't do what I should have done when I had a... you read this stuff. Let me backtrack. How do his supporters rationalize his life versus what he espouses?
You know, I've never been a good progressive, so you got me. You know, you might want to call up Lude and ask him.
Listen, on Enigma Friday, we'll get Lude in here and ask Lude how this stuff works, because he'll be able to explain it to us. Democratic lawmaker compares Trump presidency to Notre Dame fire. How does this stuff get ink? Democratic Congressman Steve Cohen took a swipe at President Trump on Monday on MSNBC, saying his Trump is as destructive as the fire ripping through Notre Dame. Do they make everything political? Is everything in their universe political?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Everything is an opportunity to get a couple votes or have someone send them $100. It's all about opportunity. I'm not even talking about the ideology of Sanders and this nitwit. I'm looking at the folks on the left, real people, citizens at work. We don't agree. That's okay. I don't know how you can listen to this crap and say, wow, am I motivated now? Someone get my checkbook. I don't get it. I don't get it.
You know what, though, Mike? Doesn't this article confirm what I was rooting for in 2016 about I wanted Trump to go to Washington and throw bowling balls at everybody?
I think you're exactly right with that. Exactly right with that. Listen, before we run out of time, I want to make sure I get here. Seattle suicide, drugs and homelessness take their toll on the city. And when you read the article, and articles like it, folks, it talks about specifically those communities or cities that are hard progressive. Suicide drug use is up, not in some of them, not in most of them. Suicide drug use is up in 100% of those cities. It's from ZeroHedge.com. You can go look at it there. And all you got to do is just go to ZeroHedge.com. And search Seattle suicide. That's an incredible thing that nobody wants to pull back from. How come is it not politically correct to say stop the ponies? This is killing people.
Well, I mean, and we already see this in San Francisco and L.A. I mean, like we were saying a week or so back, we've now got medieval diseases coming back in L.A.
Yeah, think about that for a minute, folks. We've invited that in. We're paying for it to be here. And to kill our sons and daughters. And it literally from the Dark Ages. You go, are we sure we're on the right path? Is this really the direction that we want to go? All right, Pentagon's bookkeeping is atrocious. Is that hard to believe, Miles Bauer?
No, I think that this is the reason why some of us don't believe in big government. I looked at this article, though, a little strangely.
Sideways.
I'm not saying that the bureaucracy isn't screwed up, but this seemed almost over the top to me. I don't know, Mike. Did you notice that at all?
I did. I thought the article was trying to make a point against the military, but that was my take. However, where I think there's a significant truism, and it goes to what Congressman Paul Mitchell said during our interview with him, and that's that automatic. We've got a lot. Most of the budget is on automatic pilot. And if you have a budget on automatic pilot, you're going to have departments, people, leaders that don't see funding the same way as they would if they had to scramble for it, work for it, and earn it. So you've got a Pentagon that's a hands-off kind of institution, and that's the funding that they get is hands-off. When Trump said, I want to build a wall, where am I going to go? And the Pentagon's going, oh, we've got an extra $7 or $8 billion laying around. I have problems with all that. They shouldn't have an extra few billion just laying around. None of this is being accounted for. I find that fearsome. when we've got federal tax that are driving some people into the toilet.
No, I absolutely agree.
I just think that our Congress, specifically the House of Representatives, has not the 116th Congress, many Congresses, including that, by the way, but going back probably from World War II forward, have really dramatically shirked their duty to get a hold of our budget. The concept that 60 or 70% of the federal budget is on automatic pilot is fearsome to me. And the Pentagon is easy pickings for these people to write an article about, but we could do this on every department in the union. That is a financial crisis. And it helps explain, yes, why you wanted bowling balls and why we've got a $23 trillion debt. Because nobody's paying attention to what they're spending. You and me can't live that way. Brian Thomas, you can't live that way, can you?
No.
Who thinks that way?
It's a mind-boggling amount of money.
Well, they're supposed to be our representatives, and we don't think that way, so how come they think that way?
That's a very good question.
I don't get that. Folks, I'm not trying to be surreal here or sensational. I genuinely don't understand how we can have 60 or 70% of our nation's budget on automatic pilot and expect anything but the Pentagon bookkeeping is atrocious. They don't have to keep books. They're going to get more, just wait a quarter. And you know the old cliche, and it's true, we've got some left. Quick, blow it, or we won't get more. Think about the math in that.
It's our tax dollars.
It's a truism. And I think our Congress has shirked its duty. That's what I'm saying to you. I got to touch on this before we run out again. Fox draws 2.6 million viewers for Sanders Town Hall. What's interesting to me about this, from a capitalist's point of view, because I get what Hillary's aide said, but he's not a capitalist. Why are so many people interested in him, Miles Bauer?
Again, you'd have to speed dial Lute on that one.
Well, but a lot of his side were angry with him for doing this town hall on Fox News. There were a lot of folks on our side that was angry with Fox News for hosting him, keeping in mind they've got Mayor Buttigieg coming on soon. And so I think that's their job. But I look at the folks and go, really? 2.6 million people wanted to see him? I watched more than I wanted to of it so that we could talk about it on the show. But he got a lot of supporters. He's not going to win the presidency. I don't want anyone to misunderstand my alarm. I'm alarmed about where our culture society is, that he is an entertaining personality. Aside from his hypocrisy, socialism is a loser, hating to be cliche. Miles, we're at 30 seconds. Any final words and pearls of wisdom?
Lude, you got to show up tomorrow.
Yep, it'll be Ludwig. We need Ludwig. And Brian Thomas is going, we do? Listen, listen, folks, we're out of time. Do me a favor, visit themikehewittshow.com. Follow us on Facebook and absolutely go to renegaderiver.com. Thank you very, very much. Have a great day, and we'll see you as soon as we possibly can.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
Cool. There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Visit discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacts to explosions that killed at least 290 people while injuring about 500 in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday.
Unthinkable. I've been fighting it for a long time. A lot of people have. A lot of people don't want to talk about it. It's a terrible thing. I just spoke with the Prime Minister. I spoke with the various government officials, and we are working with Sri Lanka.
Larry Hopkins is due in a New Mexico court on Monday. Now, he's the leader of an armed group that's stopping illegal aliens after they cross the U.S.-Mexico border in New Mexico. Former New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez believes
this comes from the inaction of Congress. And if Congress doesn't act, then people who are on the border see it every single day, and this is the result from that.
Martinez was speaking there on Fox News. You can follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A 19th Democrat announces a run for the White House, and it's still not Joe Biden. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton makes an announcement on Monday morning in a video posted online.
I'm running because we have to beat Donald Trump. And I want us to beat Donald Trump because I love this country.
Moulton is a 40-year-old Marine combat veteran who was awarded a Bronze Star for his service in Iraq. He's in his third term representing a district north of Boston. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Republican Governor Mike Huckabee blasted Senator Mitt Romney after the Utah Republican said he was sickened by President Trump's actions in the Mueller report. Huckabee believes,
well, I was sickened by Mitt Romney wanting to be in the news cycle and try to be the contrarian. I think he's trying to take Jeff Flake's place as the guy who gets afraid in the elevator.
Huckabee, a Fox News contributor, was speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
It's Easter Monday, which means the annual Easter egg roll on the south lawn of the White House. President Trump welcoming everyone before the race begins.
Welcome to the 2019 White House Easter egg roll. This is 141 years that we've been doing this. I don't remember the first one.
The White House Easter egg roll dates all the way back to 1878 under the administration of President Rutherford B. Hayes. USA Radio Network's Wendy King runs down the top five weekend movies.
She will come for them.
Who? La Llorona.
The Curse of La Llorona is the number one movie this weekend. The Warner Brothers horror film is based on a Mexican legend about a woman who murders her children, then wanders the world looking for them. It brought in $26 million. Dropping down to number two, Shazam at $17 million. The true story of a boy trapped underwater for 15 minutes is at number three. Breakthrough brings in $11 million. Captain Marvel, starring Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson, is at number four with $9 million. And finally, at number five, a grown-up becomes young again in the movie Little, taking in $8 million over the weekend at the box office. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Good afternoon.